Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Show you a good time. Go out. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now I'm your host, Frank Williams, and this is the new 2012 Frank Williams Show. Thank you guys again for listening in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Thank you for listening in this morning. Those that are listening via my show page online on Blog Talk Radio, thank you. Those that are listening via cell phone, thank you. Those that are listening via my show page online, while you're on my show page there, you'll see an icon that says follow this show. Click on that icon so that you can follow the show and you'll get daily show notes about the show as you wish. Okay? Now, I promote the show daily, guys, on Facebook and Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into that account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box, type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. That way, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or you're just following the show online on Blog Talk Radio, you'll get daily show notes about the show. And that way, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode if you don't want to. Okay? And, this morning, guys, I have a great show set up for you. Now, our show this morning is also being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on duty can help you with any needs you have there. The office number again is 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I'd also like you to follow my blog online. You can follow my blog at the URL is funnyheadsblogspot.com/something. I'll get you that URL in just a minute. I don't want to give you the wrong one, so I'll get you that in just a minute. All right? And now, guys, I have a great show set up for you this morning, and we're going to get right into the show. As you guys know, I've said a couple of times this week that Friday and Saturday, this weekend, was going to be our 30th class reunion from Douglas High School. Today kicks off the reunion. We're so, so excited about it. We have an old school party, and we're eating tonight. We're going to be at the Hyatt. I believe it's the Hyatt. The Hyatt Hotel and Suites on Windy Hill Road in Marietta. I think the festivities start at 7. I'm not sure, but I do have some people coming on the show today that'll tell you exactly what's going on, when it's happening, what time it's happening, where you need to be, because I know all my fellow Astros are listening to the show. And like I said, I got people on the show today that are going to let you know what's happening, when it's happening, where it's happening, and what you need to do to get there. All right? So what I'm going to do is I have a couple of classmates on the show that are part of the reunion committee. That means they worked tirelessly to put this thing together. I'm going to put them on the show. I'm going to let them take over the show, tell you exactly what's going on, and I'll be here to kind of referee and keep things going right, but I'm going to put them up on the show together. First, I'm not sure who I have here, but the area code 404-277, the first three digits. If you recognize your number as 404-277, you're up on the air and you're live with Frank Williams. Who's calling?
Hey, Frank, it's Phyllis.
All right, Phyllis. Hang in there. Hold on a second. I'm doing great. Just hold on a second. You're on the air, though. Next, I got area code 404-328. I know who this is. I'm going to go ahead and put her up on the show. Is Laura Freeman Williams. Laura?
Good morning. Hey, Phyllis.
Hey, Laura.
Okay, guys, so you're live and you're on the show. So what we're going to do, I guess I'll let Phyllis start. Phyllis, just kind of give everyone an outline of what we're doing this weekend and what time, and that kind of jazz.
Okay, the reunion starts tonight at the Hyatt Regency on Windy Hill. We start tonight at 8 o'clock with the alumni mixer. So all other classes are actually welcome to come tonight. The tickets are $25. And that's from 8 to midnight tonight at the Hyatt Regency on Windy Hill. Tomorrow afternoon at noon, we'll go to Sweetwater Park for our reunion picnic. That's from 12 to 4. Classmates, you're invited to bring your kids as well. And that's if you paid your reunion dues. You're more than welcome to come. And that's from 12 to 4 Sweetwater Park. And Sweetwater Park, I believe it was in Oxdale, but it's right off of I-20 West and Thornton Road. And I think once you go up, you'll see a sign directly to Sweetwater Park. But we do have directions for you. You can get them tonight at the Mixer. And then tomorrow night, 7:30, is our banquet. And we have a couple of nice guest speakers. We have quite a few classmates coming in. We should have a really big crowd Saturday night. And the majority of us are hosting and speaking. And it should be interesting. And there will also be music and dancing after we get through with the banquet part. And then Sunday we will go to Cascade United Methodist Church at 9 o'clock for worship service and a small floral tribute to our deceased classmate. And then we should wrap it up. I know some of us are going to the Falcons game because season ticket holders. But after that, we'll be through. We'll finish and we'll spend a whole weekend together.
All right. I have a question, but I'm going to hold it. Laura, you want to step in and kind of give everyone an idea of what's going on your part?
Sure, and I wanted to add, too, Phyllis, we need to also let the classmates know about the service project this morning. I'm not sure if they needed to register ahead of time at that location downtown. I'm sorry, I don't have the name of it in front of me, but I know several classmates expressed that it was going to be difficult for them to make that because they were working today. But
yeah, hopefully Ron will call in and give information.
Okay, yeah. And yeah, hopefully Ron, and this Ms. Rhonda Braswell Pitts we're referring to, she led us through this long journey. But my name is Laura Freeman Williams, and my role was the treasurer. And Phyllis Berg Wiggins was the assistant treasurer. So we started this journey like February of last year. So it's great that it's all, you know, culminating this weekend, and we're excited that, you know, all the classmates, you know, came through. And once again, we got to thank Ms. Braswell Pitts for having that astro spirit and believing in everybody that they were going to come through. So I was just counting the money to make sure we could pull this off. So, yes, classmates that are listening, you know, some people weren't aware. It is this weekend. You're more than welcome to come. We try to do some budgeting based on, you know, people verbally committing to come. So, you know, don't be shy. Show up and bring cash, preferably, if you have not paid. But we will accept checks. But we do have a few slots available for Saturday, not many. And a few for tonight because we sold tickets, as Phyllis mentioned. It's all alumni. Anybody, you know, is welcome to come. And at the hotel, we have, you know, full meals are being served so as well. So your ticket price does include food and the picnic and everything. So we're just excited. I mean, you know, glad that it's here. We had to change the dates a couple of times. There were several conflicts, but it's all great. And like I said, we're excited that the weekend is here, and hopefully, you know, we're going to have fun. It's going to be great, you know, reconnecting. We're going to use this as a great reconnecting and networking opportunity. So, and, you know, we're going to have some discussions about how we're going to keep things going and, you know, what we're going to do. We're trying to pull together the class to try to go back and uplift our community where we went to school. So I don't know if everybody's been keeping up with it, but the school is not like it was when we left it in 82, but, you know, it can come back. But anyway, that was my main role. I don't know if I specifically asked your question, Frank.
Well, question that I had, and I guess either one of you can step in and answer. But if an alumni is listening tonight, today, this morning, whatever, can they come in? If you haven't heard from them and they hear the show this morning, can they come in tonight and get into the event, or any event for that matter? Can they just show up and be able to attend the event with no problem?
Yeah, they actually can. We will, if it's for tonight, we sell tickets for $25 to non-class members. Class members, the fee is $50. And I said it right, $25 for non-class members, alumni, $50 for classmates. Tomorrow's picnic is $25. And tomorrow night's banquet is $75. So, and of course, they can meet us at Cascade United Methodist on Sunday. There's no charge for that. But yeah, we do have a limit. We have more space available for tonight's event than we do tomorrow night's event. So there's space left for tonight's event. But we'll work everyone in that wants to come. That's no problem.
Right, yeah, we're at this Hyatt Regency Suites on Windy Hill. We heard a lot of great things about it, so we're looking forward to them treating us well, and they seem to have experience working with big groups. So we had to get them some final numbers, of course, for planning purposes. But they say they're going to be there counting the heads and all this stuff, but I don't think it's really that serious. So if everyone who wants to come, if they come and they bring the funds, That's the key in organizing an event like this, is everybody, paying their fair share so we can, have the funds available to make the arrangement, secure, the location, get the food together. So, again, I just, happy that the weekend is here and want to thank everybody that participated. Like I said, I didn't start participating until February of last year, and I do believe that we had people already meeting, discussing our 30 reunion before that. So I want to thank those people too. Some of them are still with us as far as the planning, and some of them we hadn't heard from, but hopefully they're listening today. And want to let them know that of course they're welcome, and it's still time to come and participate so they won't miss out on the fun.
Well, and again, guys, if you're just now joining the show, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. We're listening to Laura Freeman Williams and Phyllis Burr Wiggins. They're important pieces of the reunion committee. If you have any questions right now, please call into the show and ask them any questions that you may have. Again, this is the Frederick Douglass High School Class of 1982 reunion starting this weekend. Now, guys, I don't know who's going to answer this, but I know that that I made a last-minute jab to be able to make it this weekend. Now, what am I doing this weekend to help the event, or can I just sit back and drink and have fun?
You got jokes at 8 o'clock in the morning. I wrote you in the program, but I really don't know whether I got that information over Rhonda tonight or not. I just can't remember. And but I think tomorrow night we're going to let you introduce someone, or we're going to let you do the closing remarks. I'm just not sure because I haven't seen the program, and I won't see it until this evening. If we didn't write you in on something, we might let you sit back and, and enjoy the reunion. But at any point where we need you, we would definitely put you in. That won't be a problem.
Right. Frank, I have a question. Was that a strategic move for you to tell everybody you had to work, so we had to, work around that and try to get some people to fill in your spot, and now all of a sudden you're free What was that about?
Yeah, it was.
That was not strategic. That was just wondering what the hell I got to do if I have to do anything, or can I just or can I just hang out? You know, like everyone else. I'm just wondering.
We are going to be hanging out too. You know that's another message we want to get across. You know, this is not going to be any type. I don't know what people are expecting, but this is not going to be some stuffy event. Like Phil was saying, you know, on the reunion registration, they said the children were free, which they are, but assuming that the children were only going to come to the picnic, I'm not sure if classmates had planned on bringing their kids to the banquet or an old school party or not, but just to let people know, I mean, when you have these events at these hotels, they do have bars, so alcohol will be present and they will be serving that, so you might want to consider that if you want to bring your kids around a bunch of drinking over 40 adults, so I'm not sure.
No, almost 50 adults. Way over 40.
Yeah, way over 40. Well, I'm just wondering, I mean, you know, just like now, I mean, I've had a couple of drinks this morning, and I feel like sometimes I can't get all my words going. Not just that. You know, I had a little Jack Daniels this morning, but I feel good. I'm excited. I'm ready for the reunion. I hope you guys are.
Wow.
Like
you still celebrating that 24th anniversary, huh?
Oh yeah. That's gonna be going on all month long.
All right.
That's gonna be going on all month long. Lord knows. Anyway, if you guys are just joining the show and have some questions to the reunion committee, please call into the show. And please, guys, when you call into the show and my phone screen asks you if you want to listen to the show or if you want to talk to the host, please press the appropriate button to get on the show. Because if you don't, I see you on the switchboard, but I don't want to put you up on the show because I don't see the icon saying you want to talk to the host. So I won't put you up on the show. I've had bad experiences with that. So if you do want to be on the show, just press the appropriate button and I'll put you up on the air. But thank you guys for listening. You're listening to the Frank Williams Show. And this is the Frederick Douglass High School Class of 1982 Reunion Show. I thought I had another question. I thought I had it written down. But Phyllis, are you gonna be spending the night at the hotel tonight?
I am not sure. I think it depends on how you adults behave tonight, whether or not y'all need to be supervised or driven home. It depends on you guys. So, you know, I'm not sure yet. It all depends on how the night goes. You know, we all might be crashing the hospital down this week.
I'll be able to drive to the reunion, but, you know, driving home, I think I'm going to have to have someone to drive me home.
I volunteer to be a designated driver, Frank, because, I mean, I've learned as part of those over 40 years. I mean, you know, you can get your party on. That's great. But it takes more than a couple of hours to recover from a binge. So you need to, you know, do everything in moderation. So that's my... That's my motto for this weekend, everything in moderation. So
yeah, we got a hospitality suite to help some of my classmates out. So it depends on who has to be chaperoned. But, you know,
we'll make
So if anybody has to be chaperoned, we're going to make sure everybody gets home safe or at least, you know, get a spot on the floor in the hospital this week. We want
right.
everybody to be safe.
I don't sleep on the damn floor. Somebody in the bed, you're gonna have to slide over or something. I don't sleep on the floor. Especially at the hotel.
I think Raymond probably has room in his room. We'll work it out.
I know I'm not sleeping in there with that fool. But
yeah, Raymond, you can do acknowledgments, because we do Raymond Britton. He was, you know, very instrumental in pulling everybody together. You know, shout out to Les Robinson. He was a co-chair, and we said Rhonda. Shout out to Phyllis for coming in and helping keep the books. You know, the fact that we were able to keep these books together, we know exactly, you know, who to expect to come, and we were able to you know, make the plans appropriately. So it's been a great shout out to Riley
yeah.
Person. He came to all the meetings and you know, provided.
Yeah, and Louisa Butler
definitely
stepped
shout
in doing a lot
Louisa
of
Louisa Butler. She really
okay.
did step in again without hesitation and, you know, helped us out on a lot of it's a lot of things to do to pull an event like this together, and you know, everybody is busy. I mean, I run my own business, so thank goodness I said for Phyllis coming in to help, because I was like, go ahead, I'm sorry. It's time to get off the show.
you did all the acknowledgments, so I don't have to do that tonight. Anyway, we have a color call on the show from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 982. Call, you up on the show with Frank Williams. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Frank, this is Les, man. How are you doing?
Hey, Les, I'm doing great. How you doing, bud?
Hey, great. Doing great, man. I apologize for tapping in so late, but as the co-chair, I just wanted to chime in. I think I heard Laura kind of give out the acknowledgments, and what we're trying to do as far as the reunion starting tonight. I just wanted to appeal to those that are listening, our classmates. We really need you to come out. We've had a great time thus far planning the reunion. And just simply want to see each other and just reminisce on old times and foster relationships and just kind of move forward in the future. It's important to fellowship. So just wanted to, you know, just appeal. They will have a great time. Looking forward to it at the alumni reunion. A lot of people showed up within our class as well as other classes. And it was just a great time to see everybody. So I hope that we can get the same kind of result.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you calling this and letting everyone know what you think. And, you know, these women get on the show and they take over the show. But
good morning, Liz.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing? All right. I know how it is.
Who's going to pay for that?
Who's going to pay for it? He's going to pay for it, huh? It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. I knew I had trouble when I told them they can take over the show. But,
okay.
That works out.
I want to do a quick shout out to you too for starting the radio show. That was one of the things that got us together and got us communicated in the first place. So we appreciate your FDHS Class 82 Alumni Radio Show. Was that the name of it?
Yeah, that was the name of it until about a couple of weeks ago, but that works out anyway. And yeah, that was the reason I put the show together. So guys, I appreciate you guys being on the show this morning.
Okay.
Please be on the please call into the show and listen to the show on other mornings. But anyway, I do appreciate you guys calling in, and we will have a great time tonight. I know that. And
okay.
But I'm going to let you guys go. I got about 15 seconds left in the show, but I'm going to give you my quote. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Be careful. Have a great day at work. It's Friday, and it's the weekend. We're ready. It's Frank Williams. I'm over, and I'm out. Thank you guys for listening to the show this morning.
Life goes on. Starting to learn more and more about responsibility. And I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet. Things that they don't want to take responsibility for.
Sorry for the time that I left you home. I was on the road and you were alone. I'm sorry for the times that I had to go. I'm sorry for the fact.